When I first started school, we lived up on Pigeon River. And we went over to Wilton Springs, which is come down the river about half a mile or three quarters and cross over and back up the river on the other side and then straight into Wilton Springs, which I guess is about a mile and a half. And my first year, had a one-room school, a woman teacher, awful nice lady. She was nice to me as she could be. I remember I went in once, been raining. I had a sailor collar on, a little boy didn't wear sailor collars a lot of them. He was all wet, and she had a fire in the old log stove. She set me up next to the stove with my back to that to dry that collar out. That was the first cigarette I ever smoked to go out of that school. Burning here, the last one. We, boys sat on the long bench on one side of the schoolhouse, girls on the other side, which was a custom at that time, same way in the church. Women would sit on one side and men on the other. So I was sitting next to the window one day, and the boy was a good deal older than I was. I'd say at that time he must have been 12 or 14 years old. He got excused and went up in the woods. That was a restroom. The woods on one side of the house, and the girls on the other side. So the boy came back down. He was smoking a cigarette, which the teacher would give him trouble if she'd seen him. Anyway, he threw it down. Well, I got excused right quick, and I ran out and grabbed that duck and took up through there smoking that cigarette. So a few mornings after that, we'd gotten up at our house. Father, he'd gone down and tended his horses. Brother sitting there nursing my sister, who was about a year old then, a year and a half. I was putting on my clothes, shoes, six-year-old boy. Got to picking at him, picking at him. Well, he was never bad about telling on anybody. He was, wasn't that kind. Finally he told me to quit two or three times. I didn't do it. Finally he says, I'll tell Papa about you smoking that cigarette if you don't quit. Well, that shook me up. I didn't know he even knew it. I didn't think he'd tell him. So I kept on picking at him. So when Pop come in, said, Papa, yeah, Father, says, you're going to have to buy over the pipes so you can smoke. Why? Well, so I saw him over at the schoolhouse pick up a cigarette and smoking, going up and smoking. Said, I'll smoke him, and he smoked me. I didn't bother any more cigarettes for a while. Next 2 years then, we went over to a different school. We came down the river the same way and went on down past the bridge if we followed the dirt road. Of course, we'd cut through the woods and the fields some. A little closer than Wilton Springs, but we went there 2 years. It's still a one-room school. Man teacher there, and he was the kind that would work on you. He didn't take any foolishness. He'd have a big hickory hanging, standing up in the corner of the schoolhouse all the time, up next to the blackboard. He'd bring in a big log and every once in a while he'd stand up there in the corner. Heck, he had me standing on the floor, seeing me like half the time, or using one of them switches, only one. Last time I remember him whipping me was a couple of Taylor boys living on up past our house a little ways. We was always fighting going home, my brother and I, and them two were about the same size. Of course, we wouldn't hurt anybody, each other, we was fighting, so. He'd let one off, me and my brother out one time, a little ahead of time. Next day, he let the others out. We'd fool along and get together, of course. So they had a little chance to get someone in trouble while we'd do it. So I was running the oldest one of them boys one day, and just asked him to run him, and we just playing somewhere running. He went and told the teacher I hit him in the head with a rock or something. Well, I didn't throw nothing at him. So the only thing I could figure out, I had some mud on my foot and it might have flew off and hit him in the back of the head or somewhere. And told the teacher, boy, he didn't take any explanation from me. He pulled me up there and gave me a whipping and I switched. Yeah, he gave me more whippings that 2 years than my father did the same length of time.